Today, we'd like to see the title of My Defense and Refuge in the Day of My Trouble in Psalms 58-59. To none of the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. In 58, 1 and 2, do you indeed speak righteousness? You silent ones, do you judge uprightly, you sons of men? No, in heart you work wickedness. You weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth. What do these mean, and what can we learn from here compared with today's society? Question 2. In 58 verse 8, let them be like a snail, which melts away as it goes, like a stillborn child of a woman, that they may not see the sun. How do we call this kind of psalm? And under similar circumstance like here, how could we pray to God? Question 3. In 59 verse 9, I will wait for you, O you, his strength, for God is my defense. In the context, what can we learn from here, David's prayer, and how can you apply it to our lives? Today, Psalms 58-59 also were composed by David, as well as in the last time, Psalms 56-57. Miktam, the Hebrew, means to cover sentimentally. Ota Shekel, the Hebrew, means do not destroy. Psalm 58 has notes to the chief musician, Ota Shekel, Miktam David, to the chief musician, said to do not destroy, or Miktam of David. New King James Version here, do not destroy, attack, skip. So David composed this Psalm 58 to cover, not to destroy, judicial system in the context, sentimentally, to the chief musician. Psalm 59 had notes to the chief musician, attack, skip, make it time of David when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him. To the chief musician, said to do not destroy. A Miktam David, when Saul sent a man, and they watched the house in order to kill him. So David composed this Psalm 59 to cover sentimentally, not to destroy David from Saul's man. 58 verse 1, do you indeed speak righteousness, you silent ones? Do you judge uprightly, you sons of man? A judge is silent to declare righteous judgment, not judging uprightly in verse 2. When judicial system is corrupt, usually the breakdown of nation begins. Then like today, we have little hope of justice in the earth. But God loves justice, and those who love God will experience justice in eternity. Verse 2, know in heart you work wickedness because their own wicked life caused not to judge righteously to the wicked deed. You weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth. Justice has often been pictured with the scales. A judge is weighing the balances, but he who doesn't live righteously has a very soft attitude to those violent people. Verse 3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. The wicked judges are estranged from their mothers, almost all who want their baby to be good. Of course, here not all judges are bad, but we get some good judges who really love God. as they are born speaking lies. Ajati, in rebellious spirit against God, seemed to be almost an inherent kind of a trait. The judgment come out, always rebellious judgment against God. Verse 4, their poison is like the poison of a serpent. The wickedness is like the poison of a serpent. Wicked judgment makes people suffer. They are like the deaf cobra that stops its ear. In India, snake charmers are playing their flute and getting the snake to dance. The wicked judges are like the cobra, which does not hear of charmers. Verse 5, which will not heed the voice of charmers, charming ever so skillfully, they do not hear of God's voice, like the cobra who doesn't pay attention to the charmer's voice, even if charming is so skillfully. Verse 6, break their teeth in their mouth, O God, break out the fangs of the young lions. If so, break the tooth in their mouth. When the cobra strikes a person, there was no teeth to excrete the poison. Break out the fangs of the young lions, there was no large sharp tooth to bite the person or animal. David asks the Lord, destroy the wicked judges who do not listen to God. Verse 7, let them flow away as waters which run continually. Let the wicked disappear quickly as a continual water flow. When he bends his bow, let his arrows be as if cut in pieces. At bending his bow, his arrows are broken in pieces. Destroy the wicked. Verse 8, question 2. Let them be like a snail, which melts away as it goes away. A snail is wrinkled due to loss of moisture and passes away. Let a stillborn child of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Miscarriage child. David was praying for justice, and now was praying for curse, the wicked people to get even. In the Old Testament time, God commanded to Moses to get even, but in New Testament time, Jesus was dead for our sins, as we should pray for them to repent their sins and to go back to the law rather than to curse them. Exodus 21, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, Matthew 5, 4, 3, 44. You have heard that it was said at Old Testament time, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you. Bless, not curse. Do good to those who hate you and pray for those who spitefully use you, persecute you, pray. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in death. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us, sinners. Verse 9, before your pots can fill the burning domes, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, as in his living and burning wrath. Before your pot boils, by the burning thorns. The thorns shall be extinguished by whirlwind in living God's wrath. Before wicked judgment comes out, destroy the wicked. They ask David. Verse 10, the righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. When righteous God triumphs at last, the vengeance or revenge on them and the blood of them, those who live by faith shall be joyful. Romans 1:16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew priest and also for the Greek. For in it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Verse 11, so that man will say, surely the original reward for the righteous, surely he is God who judges in the earth. Judges should be just and fair. When they are unjust and unfair, people suffer. God is disregarded. Divine morality is disregarded. The bad guys become the heroes. It would be hard to prove today that crime doesn't pay. They might be paid well on the earth. But when God judges, men would say there is a reward for the righteous. Truly, his righteous judgment shall proceed. So we could be careful not to side with injustice, but should live by faith toward eternity. Chapter 59. Deliver me from my enemies. David asked the Lord for delivery from Saul's pursuit for life. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Defend David from Saul's men. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity. Saul's men followed Saul, who wanted to kill innocent David. Bloodthirsty man, save me, bloodthirsty me. They sought David's life. For look, they lie in wait for my life. They might gather against me, not for my transgression, not for my sin, O Lord. David was pursued by Saul, who once loved him, and now turned to jealousy for life. But by Saul's man. And Saul's man. What a human changes the love, but our God is unchanged the love. That's why David prayed to God. First of all, they ran and prepared themselves through no fault of mine. So then Saul's man ran and prepare for the life of innocent David. Awake to help me, behold. Lord, awake me up and hold me up. Verse 5, you therefore, Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked transgressors, Salah. David asked the Lord to punish all pagan nations and to curse to any sinners. Selah, pause to meditate. Verse 6, at the evening they return. They grow like a doe and go all around the city. Saul and Saul's men like a barking doe search David all around the city in the evening. Verse 7, indeed they belch with their mouths. Swords are in their laps, for they say, who hears? Really, they spit out evil words from their mouth and lips like emitted gas noisily from the stomach, and swords as if God doesn't hear them. Verse 8, but you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the nations in derision. But you, to God, from previous old problems, leapt at them, all nations in derision. God shall ridicule the evil and all the pagan nations. I will wait for you, O you hidden strength. Question 3. For God is in my defense. David brought the problems in the sight of God's strength and defense, or in God's perspective. Then focus is changed from problems to God. Prayer changes focus to God from problems. David ended up praising God in verses 17, sing praises. David often starts out with this cry of hopelessness, and he ends up singing the glory of God. Verse 10, my God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire on my enemies. God's comfort, forgiveness, maybe to David, who may see God's justice on his enemies. 11, do not slay them, lest they may people for God. Scatter them by your power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For example, case, people, let them not be killed quickly, but may Lord scatter them powerfully and put them down. O Lord, our shield, to all the believers, including David. Lord is a shield. What depends? Verse 12, for the sin of their mouth and the words of lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for the cursing and lying which they speak, Lord will take them in their pride because of their sin, cursing and lying words of their mouth and lips. The Lord will judge them justly. Verse 13, consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth, Selah. Destroy them in your righteous wrath until they disappear. Burn them out according to divine justice. Let them know that God rules in Jacob to the end of the earth. May God let them know that God of Jacob rules the ends of the earth. Verse 14, repeated the verse 6 above. And at evening they return, they grow like a dog and go all around the city. So they are searching for David, even in the evening. Verse 15, they wander up and down for food and hole if they are not satisfied. They like a dog wander and search up and down for food. They are crying long hole if they are not full of fruit. 16, but I will sing of your power. But from the previous trouble, David brings it in God's perspective, or in light of God's power, mercy, and other divine characters. I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. David starts out with cry out of troubles, and he ends up singing of God's power and of God's mercy because he is in his defense and refuge. Verse 17, to you, O my strength, I will sing praises, for God is my defense, my God of mercy. David praises God with his characters, strength and mercy. To David as his strength and his defense. So whatever problem I've shown, bring them to God in prayer. Let's just sing all together the bulletin. Our last song is Maharaj song, page 26, number 276. That's a hymn song. So we covered all the questions.